Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
What's going on, everybody? Hey. Happy Monday.
Yay, it's Monday. How's the back feeling today?
Well, it's a little itchy. I will say I had my shirt off everywhere I could in Chicago.
Oh,
and
God.
I got a lot of compliments on my back, like strangers, LB.
Yeah.
They would approach me on the streets of Chicago and say, "My goodness, your back, it looks so smooth and young."
Was that at the Dead & Company show? I know you were looking forward to going to that.
No,
did you make it?
I didn't go to the Dead & Company.
Oh, man.
We had an event to attend, which was right across the street from Wrigley, and they had the Dead & Company were playing there.
You get a contact high?
I did get a contact high, yes, yes. But so far, no issues with the ingrown hairs, for those who were wondering.
Good.
Yeah, I did too much information, to be honest.
It was a good show. It was entertaining.
That's funny coming from you.
Yeah, you know, no further information on the zips?
No,
okay.
Three times as thick as it was before.
No, it won't.
That's always what happens.
Now, will you keep up with the waxing on the back?
Yeah, I think I will.
You think so?
I think I might. Yeah,
I
don't know. I think the way my hair grows, I think I'm going to have to go in on Monday. But I mean, whatever.
Ariana will be happy to see you.
I think it'll be fine. So, a texter says the replay was 1,000 times funnier than the actual show on Friday. So we can keep playing that particular replay for weeks, apparently.
It aged well,
yeah.
I felt.
All right. Well, anyway, it's a Monday. Welcome to your show. If you'd like to call and you'd like to be on this morning, call this number, 617-764-9223. Or if you would prefer to text, you can text anytime this morning on the text line, which is 97107. And it's going to be a sunny start to the week. The temperature is going to be in the mid-70s today. 74 for a high. Right now, it is 65 here in beautiful, safe Brighton, Massachusetts. On the show this morning at about 6:50, I am going to give away another pair of passes for Friday's Miss Bikini pageant happening at the estate of the benefactor of this show, Ernie Bach Jr. Ernie was on Friday challenging you to some kind of a swimming competition.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
He's gonna throw $500 cash at the winner if they can beat him. Ernie was apparently an elite high school swimmer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, and of course, we will crown Miss Bikini during Friday's show. So
I'm getting in on this kid. I'm going to beat Ernie, I'll donate the 500 to the Greg Hill Foundation.
I feel like when you go in, like jump in, you might just sink. Like, I'm not sure. I mean,
I've been an elite swimmer my whole life. They had to yank me out of the pool at 5 years old in a swimathon because my aunt and my mom paid 50 cents a lap.
Oh.
And I swam like 230 laps.
Oh.
So they yanked me out of the pool because my family would have been broke.
Right?
I think we're going to need to have the paddles ready. Like, let's have the paramedic have the paddles ready if LB goes
to whatever it takes. I'm going
to
do it.
Do you want me to call the aquarium just in case? Get one of those cranes that they lift the walruses out of the
water? Yes, if you could. If you could get one of those things, that would be helpful, yes. A helicopter, maybe, perhaps.
Right.
All right, so passes for the Miss Bikini pageant. I'll give those away in about 45 minutes. At 7:30, it's Monday's Mutt, and we'll have a puppy in the studio who is hoping that you might be able to give them a forever home. And Monday's Mutt today is named Stanley.
Stanley!
And Stanley is a Catahoula Aussie mix puppy who is 13 weeks old.
Which means he still has puppy breath.
Do you like puppy breath?
Yeah. Oh, you do?
You like puppy breath. Yeah. That's how creepy is it?
A woman, people love puppy breath.
A woman who likes puppy breath.
That's the best.
At 8, we are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back. So you can leave one of those right now on this number, 617-779-5463. That's the Hillmail voicemail message number. You leave a voicemail message, and we will play your messages back coming up at 8. Here's a text asking if I ever gave that poor esthetician her tip. I'll be getting a tip to her later in the week. I'll be dropping it off. Later.
Oh, I don't have cash on me.
When's payday? Is payday Friday?
Last Friday.
I need to make sure I get her a tip.
By the way, that's you painting yourself with the 1%er brush because you don't know what day payday is.
Well, it's every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. The rest of us.
The money goes right in and then it goes right out. I mean, that's the way it works, right? As long as I have enough to get myself a coffee in the morning, then I feel like everything is A-OK.
There you go.
All right. It is 6:09, and I believe today, for those who care about this kind of thing, is a National Eat Your Vegetables Day. So we
Great.
Learned...
to make Monday better.
Broccoli and cheese.
Anything with a cheese sauce is acceptable. But I believe we learned last week that broccoli is the most popular vegetable by far, which I can't believe. Mushrooms are a vegetable, right?
I mean, they're technically a fungus. I don't know if they're in the vegetable category.
Yeah, I think they're a fungus, right?
They're not a vegetable. I always thought mushrooms were a vegetable.
I think maybe mushrooms are a vegetable like hamburgers or a sandwich.
No.
I
love mushrooms. I would prefer mushrooms to broccoli all day long.
Agreed.
Do you like a mushroom risotto?
I do, yes. I would have thought that carrots would have been higher on the list than mushrooms. Yeah. than broccoli. Yeah. But
do you like carrots?
I do. I like carrots.
Mini carrots with a boltload of butter and black pepper.
Now everything you're saying is it's either got a sauce or a butter on it. I mean, you might as well just have the sauce and the butter.
He's like a 5 year old. He can only eat it with sauce and butter.
Yeah. Was there anything better as a kid raiding a garden and then eating the carrots?
Right out of the garden?
You get the snap peas and you get the carrots. Mm-hmm. And then you go sit and
You're talking about theft. You're talking about stealing vegetables from
somebody's
garden.
It's called raiding a garden. Kids do it all day, every day.
Okay, Peter Rabbit.
All right. Well, anyway, it is National Eat Your Vegetables Day, so make sure you do according. Coming up in just a moment, we will get to Canada, not like the rest of us, and we will discuss what a man has donated to a bar so he could drink it in a cocktail.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy.
Also coming up, the choice of transportation used by a South Carolina woman who got a DUI is most likely familiar to our sports director. And the latest fashion trend for women and their underwears has Mark Hsu all hot and bothered today. Boy. So hopefully you ladies are ready for the summer underwear fashion trend, which is somewhat disturbing. We will get to all of that and today's news coming right up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day to start the week. The sun is out, and it will be out for most of the day today. The weather is brought to you this hour by the reimagined 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE. 74 for a high today, and we are in the mid-60s right now. The reimagined 2020 Mercedes-Benz GLE has more of everything, including optional third-row seating. It comes fully equipped with the Mercedes-Benz user experience and a natural voice recognition, so you and your car can be seamlessly connected. Visit mbusa.com for more information today. Coming up on the show at about 7:30, we will have a cute little nugget of a puppy in here for Monday's Mutt. And Monday's Mutt is Danielle's Heart of Gold segment, in which she tries very hard to find a forever home for a shelter dog. And today it's a 13-week-old puppy who is named Stanley. So
great name.
I will go Instagram Live at 7:30, and that will probably be more enjoyable as far as what you are viewing than the Friday Instagram Live, in which my back hairs were being unceremoniously ripped from my body.
Ah!
Yeah. Thank you. I get post-traumatic stress syndrome when I hear that audio, so please don't play that. Don't play that very often.
Ow!
No, I don't want to hear that today.
That's real. All right, folks.
Actually, it's a weird thing. I'm kind of looking forward to getting waxed again. I don't know. It's like a weird sadomasochist kind of thing where now I'm looking forward to it.
I think I know why.
What? Yeah. Bad. My nipples are hard.
That's uncomfortable.
Please.
Yikes on bikes.
I got to tell you something. I got a lot of messages from Smokes on Instagram who said my back looked 10 years younger.
It was.
That's not something that you often hear. Like, you don't often hear people on the street saying, hey, by the way, your back looks 10 years younger than the rest of you.
But, well, you talked about it last week that the dad bod is in.
Right, the dad bod's in.
So now you get the clean dad bod.
Yeah, dad bod is in. The ladies love the dad bod. All right, we're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back coming up at 8. So you can leave a voicemail message right this moment on any topic. I don't have time to get to it right now, but at 7:20, I want to discuss the fact that there is breaking local sauce news.
What?
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
Okay.
I discovered this last night.
Epic.
And I was unable to sleep when I found out about this breaking local sauce news. Mm-hmm. So we'll get to that at 7:20. This is Chad. Good morning, Chad.
Hey, Kez. Hey, Greg, I don't know if anybody mentioned it to you on Friday, but when you were laying down, I don't know if you noticed, but you sounded a lot like Blubber.
Need some help.
If you go back to the auto, it sounds very similar.
I need some help. I got a call from our friend Ernie Bach Jr., who said that the Subaru commercial I did when they were ripping the hair from my body.
Yes.
He was still laughing about it on Saturday afternoon.
It was incredible, kid.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Robert.
Well,
good times.
You know how it is.
Good time.
I highly recommend it that you go and get your get your body parts waxed just in time for summer.
I mean, E-Dog should use that legit.
To use that commercial?
Yeah.
No, thank you. It'll remind me too much of the pain. I can't take hearing it anymore. All right. Speaking of summer, there's a new fashion trend for the ladies this summer. And the news about this has our producer, Mark Hsu, all hot and bothered.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, Danielle,
yes,
for summer, the granny panties are going to be making a huge comeback with you ladies.
That's correct. It's the new hotness. Granny panties are a big thing. Celebrities that have fashion lines like Rihanna and Kim Kardashian are pushing underwear with a high waist and lots of coverage both in the front and in the back.
Thank you.
Well,
as men, we say less coverage.
Yeah.
We don't want coverage.
Right.
Coverage is not what we want in your panties. I know you hate that word, panties. But... We don't want coverage. But so why are the celebrities pushing this? Does it have to do with like what body image is or what
body image? They're trying to make a little bit. You know, they're trying to do like a more is more kind of thing where, you know, not everything is super crazy revealing. You know, Rihanna's been in a lot of revealing outfits in the past, and they're trying to do this but make it sexy. So they're adding details like sheer lace. So a lot of them are like see-through. So it's not your grandmother's granny panties, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, money grab. Oh,
okay, well.
Sorry about that, Shoe.
Yeah, I don't care what they're wearing. It's coming off.
It's not
it's
not your grandmother's. It's not my grandmother's. For Shoe, he'd like to know if it's my grandmother's granny
really,
panties.
Really, Greg? You're bringing your grandmother into this?
Here's a 401 text from Rhode Island, which says, LOLs. My wife just came home with 3 pair of granny panties.
Oh, get out of here. How stupid are you going to look?
Well,
The waistband's up around your boobs.
But you gotta understand that I think part of this trend also emerged by the resurgence of the high-waisted jean trend. You've seen Taylor Swift has been a big adopter of this in the last couple of years, where you have the slim waist, high jean that the waistband comes up like right under your rib cage.
Oh.
So to wear those kinds of pants with a regular thong probably wouldn't be a problem. But if you were to wear like a regular low cut type of full bottom panty with that, I would think you'd have some issues with movement.
Oh.
Whereas the high waist is a little bit more snug. It would stay in place more easily with that type of style.
Well, with the fact that the dad bod is in... I think the unable to get your jeans over the waist trend ought to be big for dads, for old men.
I'll stick with the waist cut with butt crack showing look. That works for me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it looks like for the ladies, the granny panties are going to be the fashion trend of the summer of 2019.
I have an audio obscure reference from one of my favorite films that I don't think you've seen Zach and Miri Make a Porno. Have you, Greg?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It was pretty good.
It was good. Yeah. So you'll understand this scene.
Granny panties?
Excuse me?
This is so crazy. I was literally just watching you, like, right before we got here. This is you, right?
My name's Granny Panties and nobody wants to...
I'm actually jealous right now because you're like super famous.
Oh, God.
great flick if you have not seen it.
All right. Some of you may be triggered by our next caller, but it's a new week, so I'm going to put him on. Here he is, Scott from Weymouth. Hi, Scott.
Greg, good morning, sir.
What's happening?
New week. Here we go again. I'm looking forward to Friday.
Yes.
I shot Ernie a tweet. He tweeted me back.
I'm
really excited about Friday.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Reason I called is this. I was down Mashfield Beach the other day.
Yeah.
Beautiful day. Beautiful beach. Have you ever been to Mashfield Beach?
I've been to Mashfield.
That's kept secret, but not anymore.
What's that Italian restaurant, the old Italian restaurant?
Oh, I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. I know I got scallops at some place. What a beautiful beach.
Yes, it is.
Baby powder sand.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Very nice. But what?
The thing about your back and all that made me think. This is the reason I'm calling. I think the most underestimated part of a woman's body is her back. I was down the beach. Some of these girls, women, not girls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They've got beautiful backs. Do you know what I'm talking about at all, or am I a weirdo?
No, you're weird.
Now,
you're
listen. Your back is now attractive because you got waxed. You're in good shape. You're all set.
I know. It might be the best part of my body.
Honestly, Greg, I know you have a beautiful wife, but you're going to get hit on hard now that
Scott,
back. Yes,
Scott,
sir.
I was in Chicago this weekend.
Nice.
And I went on the architectural cruise down the river. You know, I'm a big architecture
there's
guy.
A river that's, in Chicago, and, that's news to me.
Party central.
How about the chicks on that boat?
and I took my shirt off immediately upon getting on the architectural cruise. And some of the, I mean, these are highly educated women, you know, and they were there purely for the architecture. Like they wanted to see that they were
just like you.
Right. They're focused on the Art Deco period and things like that. And all of a sudden they couldn't focus on anything other than my non-hairy back.
I'll close with this.
Yes.
Imagine if you got the front waxed.
Oh.
I mean, come on, you're going to need a stick to beat the woman off you. They're going to be all over you.
I feel like that might accentuate the moobs too much. Like, I feel like if I got the front done, it might really show my man boobs.
Yeah, you
got
to get to the gym for 6 months before that move.
Yeah. I'd have to throw some weight up there and work on the lats.
The chest wax is very beneficial for guys that like to wear golf shirts constantly, because golf shirts are made of that kind of like silky, I don't know if it's rayonish material.
Yeah. Some are.
Yeah. But if you wear those shirts often with that particular type of material and you have a lot of chest hair, you can see the pattern
through. Yeah, you can see the chest hair poking through. Hello, Frankie.
Hey, Greg, you need to be concerned with Scott from Weymouth. He's talking about baby powder, your back, and getting hit on. Mm. There's something going on there.
Put the lotion in the basket.
Well, I'm kind of looking forward to, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but to meeting Scott on Friday at the Miss Bikini Pageant broadcast. God. And I think he's going to get thrown in Ernie's pool. Over-under is 14 different times by angry listeners. I think what we should do is anytime Scott should spend the whole broadcast standing at the side of the pool, and anytime he says something that people find annoying, they should be allowed to run up and throw him into Ernie's pool immediately.
That sounds like an excellent game.
Obscure reference, 508 text, obscure reference on the architecture cruise. Did Vince Vaughn host the cruise on Saturday at Texters? That's that movie, The Breakup, which is actually a pretty good movie. Oh, you haven't seen it?
I've seen The Breakup.
Oh, yeah. Great takes movie. Place in Chicago. Yeah. Good movie. Jennifer Aniston, mm-hmm. Vince Vaughn.
Yep.
I think you get to see Jennifer Aniston's butt in it, if I remember correctly.
I wanted a 12 lemon centerpiece. I asked you for 12 lemons. Well, I got you 6, but I want 12 lemons. I'm doing a 12 lemon centerpiece. I want you to want to do the dishes. Great movie.
Here's a 781 text that says, were you nervous getting back on a boat so soon?
Right.
Oh, yes. I didn't even think about that. But you know what? They have drinks and everything on the architect. It's actually pretty. It's like the thing to do in Chicago, apparently.
Downtown Chicago is an amazing viewing.
Oh yeah, well it's the river. Situation. You know, the river goes through the whole thing.
Well, it's a lake.
There's a lake and a river. There's also a river.
Oh,
there.
Oh really?
Yeah. Thank you, Captain Geography. But you go down that. Well, I just was on it. I mean, you don't have to correct me on things I was on.
Stadium?
I never played any games in Chicago in professional sports. No, but I think I am allowed to comment. I hope I am allowed to comment.
My bad. I had no idea.
Were you sad that the viewing ledge area at the sky deck was cracked so you couldn't visit?
It was cracked before my visit, by the way. It wasn't cracked by me.
That's an irrational fear right there.
Yeah, that's the Sears Tower.
Willis Tower.
Oh, I thought it was the Sears Tower. Sears Tower is now the second tallest building. I learned this on the architectural cruise. The second tallest building in the U.S. Because of the Freedom Tower in New York. However, they do count when you look at the top of a building and they have like the radio antennas and things like that.
The spire.
That ends up getting counted, but if you wanted to go to the highest floor in the U.S., it's still the Sears Tower. They have a floor that's higher. They just don't have the radio towers that go as high as the Freedom Tower in New York.
That shouldn't count.
The spire is cheating.
Like the floor has to have a bathroom on it if you want it to count.
If you want it.
I agree, 100%.
Who wants to be second best? The tallest building in the world is in Jakarta.
No. I think the Freedom Tower is the tallest. Are you correcting the architectural docent?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like the docent that I had on my cruise knew everything there is to know about architecture.
Well, Jakarta, it's in a different country. So, in the U.S., it probably is.
Okay.
The Burj Khalifa, I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, in Dubai is the tallest building in the world right now at 2,717 feet.
Huh. Okay.
That's crazy.
Oh.
Also, the Wiz Khalifa is the highest rapper in the United States right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you. Jeez. Good for Monday at 6:34.
Jeez.
Extra info.
The highest rapper in the world right now. Let's see. The architects for the Chrysler building waited for the Empire State Building to be finished before hoisting a flagpole
on top of their building to beat the height. Well, yeah, I mean, that's like,
that's awesome. Not cheating.
That's awesome.
That's like throwing your kid on your shoulders to get him over the, you must be this tall to ride the ride sign.
Danielle, that's called billionaires fun.
Right.
All right, we should get to the news. And the news this hour is brought to you by
Floor & Decor. Pros looking for top quality flooring will find the largest in-stock selection of tile, wood, and stone at Floor & Decor. Our dedicated pro services team is here to get you in and out fast. Visit our new location in Saugus. Brought to you also by Midstate Auto Group, who thank its customers every, its great customers every day. If you're a listener, head down to Midstate, let them know that we sent you, and you'll get a shout out on the air. That's what makes Midstate the best, most fun place to buy a car. So everyone's talking about this video of the president during his interview with George Stephanopoulos, and he basically threw his chief of staff out of the room because he coughed in the middle of Trump's interview.
Well,
I don't have a problem with this. I don't know why people are upset about this. He's doing TV. I don't have a problem with that at all. It's
well,
a huge distraction.
Well, you can't control a cough.
No, I know, but still, like, I don't have a problem that he was like, listen, go in the hallway. You know?
Well,
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. How do you feel about people who sneeze or cough around you and don't cover their mouth?
Savages. Is that gross.
Is that a problem?
Yeah.
Is that
a problem? Do the vampire, you know, put cough into your elbow. Seriously.
Yeah.
Like, that's
yeah.
gross.
So, okay, so he was doing the interview with Stephanopoulos.
Yes.
And there was a coughing fit.
Yeah. We think it was his chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney. Because
right.
George Stephanopoulos refers to him. We don't know for sure that it was him, but
okay.
it seems like it was him. So Trump asked to restart that line of questioning
yeah.
because of the distraction.
Okay.
It did wind up making it into the final broadcast.
Okay.
Irregardless. Yes, but we have a little sound from the exchange.
No, at some point, I might. But at some point, I hope they get it because it's a fantastic financial statement. It's a fantastic financial statement. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, you know?
Your chief of staff.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Oh. You're fired.
Dick Get
no, he's not. He's doing television.
I don't like it even mattered. Like, you could barely hear the guy.
Yeah, it was pretty clear.
Guys, being
it was, far be it for me to defend Trump on anything, I have an issue with it.
I already know he's a prima donna, but that was like the Dalai Lama prima donna moves right there.
If LB were the chief of staff, he would have interrupted in the middle of Trump's answer with some kind of a non sequitur that had nothing to do with what he was talking about.
I've never played sports in a stadium in Chicago.
Like I wouldn't have lit him up.
Oh, sorry. You guys on the air? Sorry.
Oh, all right. I mean, I think it's the way he did it. I mean, he's like, get out of the room. You know, like, let's say, would you mind going to cough somewhere else?
Yes. If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Oh.
Was he smiling when he said it? I haven't seen the video.
I don't know.
I don't know.
What? Get out. Do it television. Beat it.
All right.
You know, we'll do it live. F it.
What else is going on today?
So there's a Canadian guy, a guy from the UK who has donated a frozen toe that he lost while competing in a marathon to a bar in Canada. You remember the story we did about the downtown hotel in Dawson City, Canada, that had the toe stolen a few years back? They had the sour toe cocktail.
Yes.
So basically, if you never heard the story, they have this legendary cocktail where they have a mummified or a preserved toe. Somebody had lost it to frostbite, so they drop it in a shot of whiskey, and you do the shot.
Yeah.
And in order for the shot to count, the toe has to touch your lips, but you're not supposed to swallow it. Now, several of the toes have been stolen over the years. 86,000 sour toe cocktails have been served since its inception in 1973. So the latest guy to donate his toe is this fella by the name of Nick Griffiths. He's a former British Marine, and he lost his toe during an ultra marathon last year. And while he was in the hospital being treated for frostbite, he told the nurses he wanted to save the toe so he could send it to this bar in Canada with the hopes of someday going there to actually do the sour toe cocktail with his own toe.
That's wow. awesome.
Talk about street cred. If you walk in to do that drink in front of the ladies, and then you can say, bye. By the way, that's my toe, and take your shoe off.
Yep. Toe hardo.
That's
a hard toe.
That's unbelievable.
Sure.
No, that's certainly a drink that you would not be criticized for ordering. Remember last week we were talking about whether or not a man is criticized for ordering a frozen mudslide or
like
a daiquiri
or something. Something.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's got a toe in it.
Right.
If your banana daiquiri has a toe in it, you're okay.
Toe floater.
Yes, that would be. That
can
would
I
be
can
okay.
I get a tall my toe?
I have a obscure reference for this.
Uh-huh.
I can get you a toe. Believe me, there are ways.
Yes. Excellent. Excellent.
Everything about that story is hardo.
I know.
He's a British Marine, lost the toe running a marathon to frostbite.
To frostbite,
God.
Well, did he get there to have the drink yet, or we don't
not
know?
Not yet. He finally got around to sending the toe via Royal Mail with a note saying that he hopes to be able to get there soon.
Oh, he sent it via mail?
Right.
Oh, would think you'd want to put that, like, get FedEx or somebody.
Well, you get the insurance, you know. I don't know how much better Royal Mail is than the USPS. But.
Start a GoFundMe.
Right? There you go.
That baby would be jacked up in 2 seconds.
Trip of a lifetime. Yeah.
All right, what else, Danielle? What else is in the news?
There is a woman in South Carolina who just got a DUI driving a Power Wheels toy truck in the street.
Yeah.
Wow.
Megan Holman is her name. She's 25 years old. Fantastic mugshot, by the way. She's been charged with public intoxication. The police say that they spotted her cruising down the road in a Power Wheels electric toy truck after a caller reported a suspicious person in the street. Officers say she was driving about a mile from her home when they stopped her, and they did a field sobriety test and then placed her under arrest.
She got a mile, huh?
Yeah.
Stopped her? Like, how difficult was it to... I mean, she was driving a Power Wheels toy truck.
Top speed, 12 miles an hour,
right?
Kid.
I can't believe
in front of her. Watch your shins.
all right, I'm gonna share... You're right about the mugshot. I am going to share a link to this on my Twitter feed. So if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, then follow Greg Hill WAAF. And on this program, whenever I can, I will do my best to share a link to what we are talking about so that you can be up to date with what is going on. So, what are we calling her? She's not a mom. Is she a mom? I don't know.
I mean, I would assume she's probably a mom, given the fact that she has one of the little Power Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe she jacked it from her neighbor.
I'll just call it the mugshot of the day. All right. I am sharing that right this moment on my Twitter feed. Greg Hill, WAAF, to follow me on Twitter. And speaking of social media, I will go Instagram Live at 7:30 when Monday's Mutt is in the studio. And Monday's Mutt this week is a 13-week-old puppy by the name of Stanley. So I'm sure that people are going to be going crazy for Stanley the puppy. So Instagram Live is what I will do coming up at 7:30. To follow me on Instagram, it's Greg Hill 107. That's Greg Hill 107 on the gram. Well, Donut Lassie is here, our vice president of social media on this show. Stanley Stiz Grimy. Yo!
Yo!
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, guys.
What's going on?
I'm feeling good.
Are you? You are?
Yeah, I was here bright and early, waking up, got a great night's sleep last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you watch Big Little Lies episode 2 last night?
No.
It was excellent.
Was it? Should I get into that show?
Things are starting to unravel a little bit.
Yeah, I watched a few episodes of the first season, but
it was great.
I fell off.
It was really good. Are you watching City on a Hill per my recommendation?
Yes, I was so happy with season 1 episode 1. I think everybody should watch that.
Yeah.
Wasn't the second episode wasn't last night though.
No.
I thought it was. I was all excited all day yesterday. I'm like, "Oh, I can't wait for tonight. Can't wait for tonight."
Kevin Bacon is so good in that.
Yes.
And it's that show City on a Hill is based here in our city during the period of time after Charles Stewart killed his wife and then jumped off the Tobin Bridge. Mm. And so I highly recommend that you watch it. It's on Showtime.
Obscure reference. I remember I was a little kid and my mom had me in the car, and we went to this place in East Boston, which was like right on the water, and the Tobin Bridge was right there, and we watched them pull Charles Stewart up from the water.
Wow. What?
Yeah.
No
really?
Kidding.
Wow.
True story. Talk about, you never mentioned that?
Talk about your free entertainment.
I know.
Free
right?
When
no,
growing up in Chelsea,
you it's know what it's like.
You know, that's, I mean, that's the that is the difference. That's the difference right there between growing up in Chelsea like Stiz Grimey did and growing up in Stowe like I did. Where my old man used to take me to the airport to watch to watch the planes land. That was the free entertainment then. In Stiz's case, you go and you watch Charles Stewart be pulled out of the Mystic River or whatever.
How crazy of a case was that?
No, it was nuts. And the show is really, really good. It's well worth watching. So I highly recommend that you watch City on a Hill.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we are talking with some people with Showtime, and we are trying to get Kevin Bacon the actor who plays the black detective. I forget his name, but he's really, really good. So.
Good, yeah. All right, awesome.
Hopefully we're going to get
this. Is Stanley's poll up this morning?
Yes, it is. My poll is up, and I also have a question on Twitter. So
okay.
Yeah, I have both.
All right.
All right, that wasn't as smooth as it could have been. But
yeah.
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry, it's Monday.
What we wanted to know, there is a survey that came out today that I think you will find interesting. And the survey asked, would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all?
Well, we always say that that sex is like pizza. There's no such thing as bad sex.
Exactly.
There's no such thing as bad pizza. But so the question is, would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all?
You say that because you're men.
Well, yeah, that's true. Women probably have a different opinion.
B.
But
yeah, because I would go bad sex all day long. I mean,
okay.
At the end of the,
you would.
At the end of the day.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
So is that the poll question?
Yeah, that's the poll question. Would you rather have bad sex or no sex at all? It's up on our Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Right now, 68% of our audience are saying that they would rather have bad sex.
They would.
They would
of course.
Take the bad sex over no sex at all.
You know how many chicks I slept with and they did the walk of shame from my apartment? Horrified that they woke up beside the tank.
Or from the Boston Common.
Yeah.
Under a tree.
Can we change it to, would you rather have bad sex or bad pizza? Because I think I might lean to pizza on that one.
All right. Well, go to our Twitter feed at WAAF and you can make the choice, bad sex or no sex at all. All right.
Greg, also earlier you were talking about it's National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Yes, yes.
Do you know why the mushroom always gets invited to the party?
No.
Because he's a fun guy.
Cute.
Huh?
Oh, my God.
Come on. That's
so
come
dead.
On. Look at that one.
With the dad jokes,
one.
Get out of here.
What do you keep, the one-liner book in your desk?
That's it. Greg, do you know when a joke becomes a dad joke?
No, I don't know when a joke becomes a dad joke.
Don't worry, it becomes a parent.
It becomes a parent. All right. Well, all right. Thank you, Stanley Stiz Grimey.
Thank you.
No, at
Hilda.
Some point I might, but at some point I hope they get it because it's a fantastic financial statement. It's a fantastic financial statement. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Let's do it over. Stanley's coughing in the middle of it. All right. It is 6:57, and I promised that I would give away a pair of passes for the Miss Bikini Pageant. So Friday, we will be broadcasting from the pool of the benefactor of this show, Ernie Bach. It's an annual live broadcast at Ernie's estate, and you could be our guest along with whoever you want to bring. So if you are the seventh caller right now at 617-764-9223, then you and a guest, whoever you want to bring, can join us for the splendor and the glory of the Miss Bikini Pageant. And, of course, only one woman will be crowned Miss Bikini this year. She will walk away with $1,500 cash. And, of course, the ceremonial sash. And I will be, just a heads up, because of the the back waxing, I will most likely be shirtless throughout the entire broadcast on Friday morning. I'm probably going to get myself some kind of a new bathing suit, maybe like a Speedo or something like that. And
Full week of chest buys and tries.
Correct, LB. Yes, I'm gonna. Well, I'm actually gonna bring the weights with me and get a little pump on right before the program begins at 6 on Friday morning. But be the 7th caller and you can join us. And Ernie does this upright. He brings a chef in every year to cook breakfast for everybody, and then he allows everybody to hang around and trash his place for a little while afterwards. So. It's a great, and we get to see the car salon, which he is nearly completed with over there on his property. I think he told us it was a good a small 25,000 square foot
a
car
mirror.
Salon. Yeah, a tiny one. And the pool is, I mean, the pool looks like, speaking of Dubai as we were earlier, it's like you walked into some kind of a palace in Dubai or something when you get into that pool house. I mean, it's. He didn't skimp on the budget when it comes to building the pool house. So we look forward to Friday and to seeing you on Friday, and we will be live for this year's Miss Bikini Pageant. Right now, it is 6:59, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
You clearly don't understand the employer-employee relationship.
I guess I'm starting to, and I don't like it.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
It's brought to you by My Hair Doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.